how's finance for, you know, 15 minutes, and we're only sitting there.
That's good. You should realize that.
Yeah. I think that's it.
You know, like if we passed a resolution that the chairman vote our paper to breakfast for us.
Yeah, it's right down the hall. Every time they turn around when there's no pressure or anything, they say, lay on the goods, right?
Well, it's his private money.
It's not private money.
It's the biggest fortune work that's ever here.
As we plan to close the meeting, according to Rule 22B, which says that you can close meetings for discussion of matters immediately, knowledge of which will adversely affect the finances of a governmental unit, which is the state of Alaska. We will take a vote on closing the meeting.
While we're discussing
that, I'd like to talk to Bob and also to a member of the committee about including staff members and or other people to see if there's any problems with that.
Now, the major problem I would have is that a lot of the matters discussing right now are, of course, litigation of Emirata Hess in particular. Basically, what I'm talking about is what we do know and what we intend to show in the Emirata Hess litigation. The companies have a tendency to take every written word or every statement that has been made by state officials and use them against us in court. They've done that in corporate income tax case. They've done that in a whole bunch of cases. And so the problem I have is that if the and I also want to be on guard in my comments too.
What you're getting is that
not only you know, what we know, but also my personal views. Since I'm in charge of litigation, they can come back and haunt in litigation. I want to be able to say that all the information I'm giving you was done under attorney-client privilege, so that it was public knowledge, and that they can't use it against us. Just, you know, what I say is at odds, or will appear to be at odds with other official statements.
So that's the main one.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to show members
present. Representative Szymanski,
Representative Shaw.
Representative myself, Mike Davis.
I guess I entertain a motion
to that effect.
Mr. Chairman, who are we excluding?
Are we excluding the press?
Public, not
staff. The public, the staff can be here.
And
the wishes of the
members
of the committee and legislators. Mr. Chairman,
as a member of the press, just walked in. I wonder if we could really do
different. One second, I'll go through it again.
Yes, sir.
Session for the purpose of discussing matters that the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of governmental unit, namely the state of Alaska.
Is there a second?
No.
Is there any objection to the motion? Any members would like to is there any members who would like to
vote on the motion?
Here to discuss with us would be used in court against the state of Alaska.
presentation
that I'm going to be giving concerning oil pricing in general, and it relates to the positions that we are taking in the litigation. It's not necessarily the discussion of the case itself, it's the knowledge that we have and the theories as to what's going on with West Coast oil pricing, ANS pricing, can will traditionally have if they didn't make publicly have any use against us in litigation. Given the amount of money at stake in those two cases, the fact that litigation is still, we haven't exactly given our theories in court yet. For that purpose, I would want to make it confidential.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to refine the executive session to be limited to the discussions of oil pricing and the oil price litigation pending before the state. And all other topics that come up would not be subject to that executive session.
Is there any objection to the motion? Perhaps it is then. Perhaps then,
I just wondered if the press had any other questions about it. I probably understand that there are certain things that are confidential about litigation.
I just
wondered,
Mr. Chairman, about how long it's expected the executive session would last. Joe, no, I'm planning around a 2 to 3 hour meeting this morning, and then that's it. We're just going to discuss this, and that's all that's on the agenda.
And all of that 2 to 3 hours would be subject to executive session.
Right.
Thank you.
It's actually till the fog clears, Joe.
The what?
The fog clears.
Thank you.
Is everybody else in here staff or what we got?
Well, nobody here's on my staff, but I see Farquhar a few
administrators. As long as everybody's a state employee or a member of the state legislature or state employee, it's fine. My only concern is again, that I can assert attorney-client privilege to what I've been saying, so it won't be coming back and hitting us in court. And so it doesn't, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter to me as to, you know, who's here or not, as long as they're members of the state.
Well, as long as there's no objection, there's no state court.
I'll be glad to talk to you for a while. I just don't want to be on the day out there.
The time is 12 o'clock. Marco Pignalberry also joined us for the discussion, along with